there are several kashas that Tosfos asks on Rashi throughout the sugya. The Gemara speaks about a chizra branch, which he'd like to turn into a spit. What's the halacha? V'hilchasa, yivashta shari, riv tivta asur. If it's a dried branch, suitable for firewood, then you can use it in a spit capacity as well. But if it's a moist, fresh branch, which cannot be used for firewood, it would be muktzah, you cannot use it, turn it into a spit. Now Rashi points out that this hilchasa, this maskan of the Gemara, is only in line with Rabbi Yehuda's shita, who has a broad application of muktzah, something undesignated, unprepared for this personal use, is considered muktzah. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, anything suitable for use is not muktzah. According to Rabbi Shimon, anything suitable for use is not muktzah. And therefore he says, you can take a branch and use it for a spit. Tosfos says, v'deichaku. It's difficult to assume that the Gemara's conclusion is not in line with Rabbi Shimon, who we follow. Therefore, says Tosfos, apparently even Rabbi Shimon agrees in this case that you cannot use it for a spit. Why? Because even according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that you can take wood and divert it for personal use, you can use it in a capacity other than firewood. That is, provided the eitz is roi for firewood and roi for ordinary, typical, conventional use. But a fresh branch, a moist branch, which cannot be used for firewood, it's not roi la'asaka. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree it's moktza on Yom Tov, and therefore using it in a spit capacity would be asur because of moktza. Further down the Amud, we have Rava tells us an isha should not enter the wood storage room, take out a piece of wood, and turn it into a rake. Once again, Rashi says, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that something unprepared is considered muktzah. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be mutter. Tosfos disagrees. He says, v'deichak, to say that the Gemara is not following Rabbi Shimon's shita, which is the halacha l'maisa. Therefore, says Tosfos, even Rabbi Shimon agrees in this case that it's asr. Why? Mishum dahavi kitikuni mana, because it's like he's repairing, producing, designing something, is transforming a piece of wood into a rake, giving it a new designation, a new use. It's like making a new kli. Even if Shimon agreed, that was asur on Yom Tov. Further down the Amud, the Gemara asks Akasha, well, does Rava follow Rabbi Yehuda? That something undesignated, unprepared is muktzah. What about the case where Rabbi asked his shamas to roast a duckling, and then he told him to toss the intestines to the cat? Intestines are muktzah. Why? Explains Rashi, because he's not going to eat it today. He has enough to eat, and therefore it's not roi, it's not intended for personal consumption. Regarding animal feed, well, coming into Yom Tov during Ben Hashemashes was part of the duckling, which was intended for human consumption. So it's unprepared, undesignated for this purpose. So that was the Gemara's kasha. How could he allow it to be sent to the cat? The Gemara answers, well, since he knew in advance that it's going to spoil, unless he feeds it to his cat. This was his machshav, this was his plan. Way back, going into Yom Tov, you already knew that he's going to feed it to the cat. Tosfos asks on Rashi. Rashi says, well, since he's not going to eat it today, he doesn't need it, it's muktzah. Why is that called muktzah? Just because he has other food that makes it ain't roi la'adam? In fact, Tosfos says, the Gemara Shabbos tells us you can be metatal basar chai, raw meat. Why? Because you couldn't eat it raw. Technically, it's edible. What do you mean? He has a lot of edible food, better food than raw meat. He's not going to eat it today. Are you going to say it's muktzah? No, the Gemara says it's not muktzah because technically it's edible. Here as well, why does Rashi say intestines are muktzah? Because he happens not to need them. V'yishleimah, says Tosfos, actually was speaking that already spoiled. So Tosfos learns that the intestines are really not roi la'adam, kvar hisrichu, and they're not roi la'adam. And regarding behemoth, they weren't meant for the behemoth coming into Yom Tov. It was part of the duckling, which was meant for human consumption. That's the dilemma we're facing. That's why we have muktzah. Answers the Gemara, no, but since he knew in advance that's going to spoil, unless he feeds it to his cat, so his das was that it's going to be used for animal feed, it's designated for that purpose, and even though it's not roi la'adam because it already spoiled, but this was his kavanah, he knew that he's not going to end up using it, it's going to spoil, and feeding it to his cat was part of the initial plan, and therefore it's not considered muktzah.